Yep.
Yo, my bad.
No, you good. You good. We just waiting on everybody else.
All right, all right, all right.
Episode 300, man. Who would have thought?
That's how we started off. 300. Mr. 300.
Well, hello.
Yep. Like Bernie Mac, yeah, my bad, y'all. How y'all doing?
It's good, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm looking at this TV right now here, Mark, and
I'm watching it too.
I'm just saying. These Lakers gotta do something. LeBron gotta stop throwing up threes like it ain't nothing. This is just irritating.
I think the issue is they got to relax.
Yep.
And when they get relaxed, their offense gets stagnant.
Absolutely. Well, go ahead, Digger. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digger Jones. That's Red. That's Yoga. That's Ryan. We're waiting on Two Gun. And This is episode 300. 300 episodes, man. Come on, bro. Y'all been putting in work in this month. I'm telling you. So, actually, as a matter of fact, what a lot of people don't really know is this is actually episode 315.
Well,
let me explain why. Some episodes we have listed as episode, like, let's just say 299 and 299 and a half.
You're right.
Because it's a continuation on from previous episodes. We have a lot of split episodes. And then we have episodes that some of them didn't even have numbers in the beginning.
Okay. So a lot of two-part episodes.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, okay, I was say if we ain't counting the halves and the continuations,
then we have 315 episodes.
All right.
So,
but this is 300.
Yo, but this is officially episode 300.
It is.
All right. Ryan's been on. I ain't say one damn word yet. Like,
I'm just waiting my turn, man.
You got to get in where you fit in, man.
Like, yeah, I know.
We don't wait turns around here.
So for 300, and how are we going to do this? Like, what is like the format?
Oh, we're going to.
Okay, well. All right, go ahead.
No, you go.
No, see, Two Gun, who's not here yet, oddly, had the idea. He said, you know, we got to get somebody that, you know, is very familiar with our show to host it. And who other than Ryan, who listened to almost every episode?
Yeah, absolutely. There it is.
Yeah.
So how this is going to work is Ryan's going to ask us a series of three questions apiece, and we're going to answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with it.
But we just got to wait on Two Gun. Like,
hey, see, now he want to take his damn time. Oh, Jesus, have mercy on my soul. Niggas, I just can't be on time.
Because what was it? We were just talking about, you know, damn, Red ain't on time. Now Two Gun ain't on time.
I think we need to
spend
we need to go.
I was spending the day doing some home improvement.
Just home improvement.
Like I said on the last one. All right, I think there he is right there.
Put bananas in my cereal. What the hell?
That's crazy.
So, that's West Side Gun. He be sounding.
That's crazy. Oh Lord Jesus.
It's not West Side. It's Conway that's always.
Yeah. That's West Side too. All of them. That's funny. Yeah.
So, like I said, Ryan's got a series of questions for us, and that's how 300 is going to go. Ryan's hosting in.
Oh, all right.
Shit.
Are we going to do it to where we go in order, and then he asks one question a piece? So like,
no, because I think we all got different questions.
Yeah.
Like none of us. Yeah, has
no,
the same
I know. I know. We all got different questions, but it's like.
We gonna each go like a regular Talk Tuesday. Everybody get their one question at a time in order.
Oh yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
one question at a time. So like Mikey, like if Mikey goes first, Mikey gets his question, then I go second, I get my question.
Yeah.
My first question. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Digger, you could pick your order now since you're not answering questions. You don't gotta go last.
Right.
Ooh. Oh no, Ryan's got the order of the questions. It's not me.
You didn't hear what I said.
I heard what you said.
You could pick where you want to be in order since you're not answering the questions as usual.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you don't got to be last.
Oh, he's going first regardless.
Who, Digger?
There we go.
Yeah. I mean, Daniel. Right. I can't say that word, so we are.
Yeah, you got to be easy with that one.
DJ. Because... I'm calling DJ. There you go.
Why he can't say Digger?
Because of my complexion is the reason why. Because if I say that the other word, you guys will be at my house in approximately 16 hours.
No, I can get to your house in probably 4.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. All right, so
I got a coworker that calls me Digger and he's white.
It's random voices on the show.
Just call me Daniel.
Yeah, to clear it up, it's random voices on the show, so the D might get cut off with other people talking. And it's
right.
Like,
no. Gotcha. Yeah, just call me Daniel. Just call me Daniel.
Yeah.
Call me Daniel this
episode. You could call him D.
Yeah.
So Dick, so we'll go Digger first. Mike, you want to go second?
Keep it as, yep, yeah, we keep it as usual.
Yeah, that's pretty much Mikey going first regularly, right?
Yeah.
So
keep it.
I'll go second. I'll go second.
Yeah, right, I already second. Got it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'll back clean up then. Pause.
Right. Yeah.
So
you got the pastor position.
Yeah. On the black couch. All right, so. Starting from the top, allow me to introduce myself. I am the Rated R Experience. I'm back raw and uncut like Diddy playing in somebody's butt saying, take that.
God!
God damn.
Hey, yo!
Now let's get started. Raw and uncut.
This fucking crazy.
It is. I wrote these fucking questions down the other night.
Oh, shit.
So.
Land the fucking... plane.
plane is gonna be all like right. All right, here we go. Each member of the panel will see 3 questions apiece, and they won't be the same all question.
Right.
Word.
So there gonna be no dumbass question like who's your IG crush?
Word. Got it.
And what's your number count? So first question. This goes for Daniel. Now, the first set of questions will be about the podcast, since everybody's had their triple digits.
All right,
here we go. Now, just for the record, all 5 of us went to Stratford High School, and I wish I would have known Mikey and Two Guns back then, but me, Daniel, and Mark, we were all tighter than Lizzo's clothes.
Damn.
Wow.
So, anyways, okay, moving on. All right, Daniel, episode 300, you made it this far, and you almost quit at episode 10. How far do you have this podcast to go?
As far as we get canceled?
Yeah.
But giving a serious answer, I want to do this until it's not fun no more.
Yeah.
So... I mean, being honest, you know, we all get to a point where we get tired of doing something. I'm not at that point yet. I just want to do this until it's not fun no more.
That's like some bad coochie. You want to stop doing the same? Okay, moving on.
Damn.
Slid that on, but you know what? Nope. Let me stop. Pause.
All right, moving on. Two Guns.
Yo.
We all know about the Nasty Nelly episode. Would you say that was the worst episode, or do you have another?
No, that was pretty much, that was probably the worst.
It might have been one other one close, but that's definitely, yeah, they got the title.
Nah, that's fair.
Yeah. All
right, Mark, what got you?
Mikey, it's Mikey.
All right, Mikey, what's your favorite episode?
My favorite episode, Span. I said it one time before, is when I finally got introduced to good old Ro. I love you, baby. Shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? I heard about the whole Gok 3000. I listened to the show she was on. She was just raw and uncut. She was it. She was real with her shit, bro. And it was, I was like, the Ro got on the show. I said, oh my God, it's Ro. Row. Anyway, but yeah, that would be my one.
Well, shout out to the Ro goats. Go vote.
Thotosaurus.
Throat goat. Extraordinary. Mark, right. What made you get into podcasting?
Digga.
That's a good safe question.
Yeah, Digga's the answer to that. You know, Digga gave me the platform on the show because, you know, I started off as like a special guest. Not because I'm his brother, but I started off as a special guest. And then I think the one show, I guess, for Digga, where he was like, you know, you should either be on more often or start your own podcast, was the show where I think it was just me. And it was like, like just an interview with just me and Digga, I think it was. And then I think after that, he soon was like, yo, keep coming back to the show. And then he's just like, hey, man, I'm going to give you a spot. You're one of the troublemakers. So I was like, all right, bet. So it was really Digga.
That's fair.
All right. Goddamn Rodman joining the team. Just saying.
All right. Next set of questions. We've got Daniel. If you could travel back in time and interact with your younger self, what's the one thing you would tell the younger version of you?
Do not get married. I can go back and tell myself anything, and that's just some real shit. Sounds funny, but it's dead honest true.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do it again.
There you go.
Is your wife listening? Why.
Is your wife listening?
Say what?
I said, is your wife listening? It was said with love.
My wife don't even know about this podcast. Moving on.
Man.
All right, Two Guns. On the Valentine's Day episode, you had made a comment that you had met a girl, and hopefully in 2 weeks she'd be sitting on your face. How's that going, and did you eat regardless?
Oh, I called her one time. She never replied. That was it. I reached her by my phone.
There it is. Hey. Ain't got no time.
She never replied to the first text at all, so I said, fuck that.
She wasn't about that life.
I guess not.
See, usually, you know, you give them two texts, but then, you know, I guess your limit is one.
One. Because it wasn't a text like that. It was like, this is me, so-and-so-and-so. I met you, so-and-so-and-so. Make sure you save my number. If I can't at least get an okay, then you must not want to be bothered with nothing. So
roger that.
Yeah.
Delete.
One hitter.
Damn.
And I understand that these bitches fucking DMs and text messages be flooded with niggas texting them all day. So I get it, but that ain't my problem.
Maybe your phone got cut off or something.
No, that been like 5 minutes probably. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I met her at her job, so I don't think a phone.
Wait. Time out. You never know, man. It could be one of them bitches that's just like, hey, how you doing today?
You know, I'm a little troubled. My phone's about to be cut off.
Well, let me get your number then. Yep.
She was actually telling me, like, you know, she just moved in the apartment. She's about to buy all new furniture, all kind of shit. Like, she seemed to be was doing her thing. She was a bartender.
Okay.
At the MGM casino.
Oh, damn. Bartender. She can't get her phone turned off, though.
Getting that money.
All right.
Yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey, if you are in the military, what's the career that you would be doing?
If I wasn't in the military?
Yeah.
Shit, to be honest with you, if I didn't get fired from Bojangles, I'd probably be still working at a fast food joint. But at the same time, you know, I got peoples around me that you know, like to take care of their own, you know what I'm saying? So I probably would have got a job offer or something from any one of my friends or family members or whatever to keep me up afloat and keep my head held high. So I do appreciate that, and I love them, and I love all y'all. So there it is. Hey.
Mikey look like the type of nigga that would sell insurance, would have like a whole insurance company.
Don't even. And that's funny you say that, because most people, when they see me, they ask me, am I a bouncer?
Because it's the no facial hair.
No, it's not that. It's not that. It's by posture.
I would say this. I think that if Mikey was not in the military, he'll still have the cornrows.
Boy, who you telling? Actually, no, because it's hereditary. My hair was gonna fall out any goddamn way. So,
with the Jason Mark,
he would have the cornrows. This man would be walking around like Maurice White from Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Damn. Oh, don't do me like that.
Cornrows look like Snoop.
You know what I honestly would be doing? You know, I'll be over there wasting my time drinking that wine.
We're two guns, gang banging.
No, in reality, Mikey, like if you wasn't in the military, I can envision you having two jobs. One would either three. I can see you as like some kind of security, like a police officer, security guard, or something. Or I can see you like running some kind of warehouse. Or a truck driver.
There you go.
See, I gotta see this nigga with facial hair. Without the facial hair, it just scream assistant principal.
Like what the fuck?
Yeah, wow. Like the science teacher. Samuel
L. Jackson from Black Snake Moan.
He might be there. Damn.
Yo, hey, I'm serious. He ain't wrong with that. Now I got the facial hair. I do get that look sometimes. The motherfucker be pissing me off. Like who the fuck you think you talk to?
He'll go to the grocery store, they're out of Bud Light, gives him that look.
I'm telling you.
That's crazy. The goddamn show.
That's crazy. Oh, hell.
Oh, yeah, Red.
Yeah, we have
Red. On Red.
All right, Mark. We all know that you go by many nicknames, but can you tell all of us where Evil Kool-Aid came from?
So, the Evil Kool-Aid Man came from, I was in eighth grade. Right, so the full nickname is Tekam. That's the acronym, TEKAM, and that stands for The Evil Kool-Aid Man. So, I remember I was in eighth grade, and I was on anybody who went to College Park, y'all remember the blacktop, right? I was on the blacktop.
Boy,
I was on the blacktop, and I actually came up with the Red Boy nickname there too, because. I was standing next to these two fellas, two of my homeboys, and they made the joke that we looked like the Death Squad, and they called me Red Boy instead of Red Man. That's how I came up with that name.
Huh.
But the Evil Kool-Aid Man, I was actually playing snaps with somebody, like going back and forth with somebody, and like your mama this, you like, you know, playing your mama snaps with somebody, and somebody said, "Boy, when you laugh, you sound like an Evil Kool-Aid Man," and the whole crowd went wild. So it just stuck after that. I was like, "Huh? You know what? He got me with that. That was pretty funny. I'm just gonna take that name and run with it."
Take that.
So that's how I got the name.
That's fair. All right, we're done.
Yeah, name started out as a diss, so.
All right, we're down to the final questions.
Hey.
Daniel, if there was ever a moment in your life that you could either change or go back and fix something, what would it be and why?
Yeah, I'm about to say, he's really getting into your personal with these good questions.
Man, no, honestly, if I could go back and change anything, it would be nothing. Because I think the path that I'm on now was meant to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not one that's going to go back and I'm going to change this or I'm going to do this differently, so on and so on, when I'm on a good path in life right now. So everything was supposed to happen the way it was.
That's right.
Nice.
That's fair. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Too good.
No, you know, I will plan another Vegas trip. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We got. I ain't going to hold you. You guys should stay at the Link or at
no,
what is it?
The Venetian.
The Venetian?
vacation.
Where is that at? Where I stayed.
On the strip. That's where I stayed last time, and nigga.
Hmm. Well, at least somewhere close to a good sports book, because good Lord.
The Venetian.
Roger that.
Gunner, your question.
Yeah.
All right. I was out with some friends the other night, and we were talking about the podcast, and the bartender seemed interested, so we got to talking about the show. I told her what the show was called and what my name is called as well. She looked at me and asked, "Is that just your character?" And I'm like, "No, that's just who the fuck I am." So, question for you, is Two Gun Tony a character, or is who you are 24/7?
Pretty much who I am 24/7.
Facts. 24/7. Yep.
Facts. Yeah. And I used to carry two guns at a time. That's how the name really started.
Yeah, but honestly, I didn't know anything about that one.
Yeah. Well,
can I tell a funny story?
Go ahead.
Last time this man came into town, we were in his old bedroom. And this man found about three
pictures. Whoa!
It's me on the blitz snake.
No, pause. No, but we were in his old bedroom just like looking around. You know, I was looking at CDs and he was just like, you know, going through magazines and stuff like that. And he was just like, literally, he found three pistols and a rifle.
A sawed-off shotgun.
Well, crawl down. And I was just like, "Wow, you really keep this name alive, don't you?" He was like, "Yeah, there's some more weapons in here somewhere."
Yeah.
I want y'all to pay attention to that, though. All right, really quick. Not the whole guns part, but like, well, I want you to pay attention. Gunner got his name because he carried two guns. I got my name because I got made fun of.
Well, I'll tell you how the name really came back around. This is in Jersey, so instead of two guns, I would always have two knives on me. And my homeboy was like, somebody needed a knife. They was like, well, ask Tone. He got a knife. He probably got two of them. And his wife's boyfriend at the time, his mom's boyfriend at the time said, "Who you think you are, Toucan Sam?" And then and then his mom said, "Nah, he's Two Gun Tony." And then that's just how it stuck.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But he meant to say Yosemite Sam, but he said Toucan Sam.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. You know how older people just splurt out shit. Exactly how we do on this show.
Right, right. Who's next?
So it's Yoga.
Mm. Yep. Mikey, in life, we have all talked about... Hold on. We have all talked a lot of about people, and some people probably got some good advice from someone. Tell us some advice that someone gave you, and would you share that advice with others?
That's me thinking right now. Some good advice somebody told me. That I would give others. Let me see here. I would say, that is a good book. The number one person in my life right now, my mama. One day at a time.
There you go.
That's it. That's it. One day at a time. You can always plan for the future, but you know, things change. If you can't handle change, you will be just all over the damn place with it. Trying to plan this and plan this for the future or plan that, and then something changes and you lose your damn mind. No, take it one day at a time. All right. You can plan for the Vegas trip or whatever, or you know, you got a cruise coming up. Hey, just go ahead, plan that. But still, live life one day at a time. You'll never be disappointed and live it to the fullest.
Shout out to your mama.
Pamela, love your mama.
Who gonna do the bass line?
There you go.
Oh, mother of mine, I was blind.
Hey, mama. I got the two-stepping like a motherfucker just now, boy. I swear, snapping the fingers and everything, boy.
Mama. It goes kid, bang. It goes kid, bang.
Bang.
One day at a time, man.
Close the floor. Another question. We go with Mark. Out of all the moments in your life, what moment has impacted you the most?
That deep, like that one. Go ahead.
I would say, and I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, that y'all were all somewhat involved in this moment. But I think the moment that impacted me the most was when I had to go to the hospital. Was it my senior year? It was my senior year. When I had to go to the hospital, I was in the hospital for like a month. My senior year, because I had like my brain surgery and shit. The reason why that impacted my life, because there was a couple of things that happened when that happened. You know what I mean? First and foremost, I saw the support from like the people at school when I was in school, because I got this card and that my homeboy Arby, shout out to Arby.
Go Arby.
My homeboy Arby, he had made this card for me, and he had passed it around the school. And I was like sitting in the hospital bed, and I was overwhelmed by like the not only like the number of people that signed the card, but like some of the messages. And I was just like, damn, man, like people really dig me. You know what I mean? And then it was just a situation to where like it was the first time ever in my life I ever seen my father cry. And that's something that I don't know. We always talk about how men have to hold themselves, and at that time my father was like the strongest person I've ever met. That's the first time I ever seen him cry. It was just because
Gunner, remember what you said the other day?
What
you keep on making fun of me? He says, "Well, you think you better than me because you have a dad?"
Oh yeah. This nigga, not to cut Mark off, but we were talking about something, and he's like, "My father." But anytime he said, "This is the going joke." Anytime you said something about his dad as father, I'll be like, "Yo, you always try to. You think you better than me because you had a dad or something like that?" You know what I'm saying? I'm like, "Why are you always throwing it in my face that you grew up with your father?" Like. Just something like that.
Oh my goodness, nah. Man.
And I'll go ahead and close this out, but like I saw him cry, and it was just something about that, because like I realized the situation was real for him and it was real for me because of the uncertainty of what was going to happen after like I got into that surgery or whatever the hell. But like the reason why that impacted my life is because it really put into perspective waking up, like, because I was like knocked out for like 3 days, and my whole left side of my body, like it was a light coma or whatever, but the whole left side of my body was paralyzed. I couldn't move it at all, and I didn't even know if I was going to be able to move it again. But it just puts in perspective of like, shit, man, you just got to go out there and if you got the opportunity to live and live your life to the fullest, do that shit, because you never know.
How long was your left side paralyzed?
Huh?
How long was your left side paralyzed?
Well, the first time it was paralyzed for 2 days, and then the second time it was paralyzed for a week and a half.
Damn. Oh, shit.
Just the left side?
Just my left side.
So you got surgery on your right side of your brain?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. He was like Hawkins.
That was...
Wait, what did he say? I am not repeating that.
No, I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, I'm not repeating it, though. Have you ever yawned and lost hearing?
That's what you did to him.
Wait, is that just me?
Is that just me?
he said you're like, I'm yawned and lost hearing. God damn.
You know you're getting old when that shit happens.
Is that just me?
No, that's like when you turn the radio down when you lost, when you go see that. I need my lens. I can only use one sense at a time, and that's my eyes. I don't want to shit.
I do that shit when I'm pulling up my garage, though. When I'm backing up, I got to turn that shit down.
No! I'm so concentrating.
You got to turn the radio down so you can be like, all right, so where am I going at, nigga?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to that same shit.
but I'm being for real. But for real, y'all can't hear shit.
If you just do that, like deep yawn like a lion, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Look at Dig ain't yawn. He ain't yawn since the summer '72.
Man,
shit, lost all his hearing, boy.
I gotta hear these bitches. Can't be getting too tired.
I do want to bring up something since we didn't talk about it, you know, on the last show.
That was all the questions.
That was all the questions. Shout out to Rated R for the questions.
Absolutely.
But first things first,
I mean, I had one more question.
What was that?
It was like a group question because I know like one of the most past shows that got a lot of attention was the like I say the one word about the Italian restaurant.
Oh yeah.
And I can't say the M word because that's kind of, you know, that's like saying the other word. So if we could do something like you guys walk into Italian restaurant with a white person, how would that story go?
I'll give you a real life story.
Mooley's back. The fucking Mooley is back. Look at this fucking guy. He thinks he can bring a fucking... Who is this fucking...
Hold on, he said we walked in the restaurant with a white guy?
Yeah, with me. Like, all four of y'all walked into the restaurant with me.
Oh,
this is what's going to happen. They're going to pull you... They're gonna pull you to the side, but hey, you stick, come here. You know you're walking with four movies, right?
Hey, you know these fucking guys?
Yeah. You know these fucking guys?
Like, who the fuck is this? D12 with them and them?
Like, listen, tell these movies that we don't have any money in the register.
They're gonna be like, are you that you that caretaker or something? Hey, what's going on here?
Well,
hey, go back and tell the Moolies we don't have anything fried, okay?
Look, I don't know what the fuck's going on right now. We gotta do our back. You can go and slide on our back. I don't know what your situation is, but I got Tony back here. He help me to the back.
Tony, okay. Hey, Tony, get a look at this shit, Tony. Come on.
Get this motherfucker. What's it called? What's it called? God damn it, Tony. What's this shit called?
Get him some gabagoo.
Get him some gabagoo.
They're gonna look at Rated R. I'm like, what are you, the translator or something?
He's gonna be like, hey, my guy, tell your fucking coons we don't got any grape soda.
Oh, like the Frank Sinatra and the rap.
Hey, this nigga, like, what's this?
What? This has got to be their fucking manager.
I'm gonna come to see you, Otis.
But hold up, what is this? You got four Sammys with you? You got four Sammy Davises with you?
He's like, oh, is this the Rat Pack of the fucking Monkey Jungle? I don't know what's going on.
Oh, man, you gonna be careful.
Hey, buddy. Tell him there's an Arby's down the street.
You're fucking marinara sauce.
Holy shit.
Damn, I just gone. I can't hear shit now.
This fucking Mick came in here with his three baboons and decided he wanted to sit down.
Hey, I see you walking in here, you know, trying to with your fancy little suits on and everything. Hey, I told you Moolies the last time we didn't want them to be here. Oh, they bring their lawyer this time? Okay.
Looking like the white Johnny Cochran, huh?
There he is.
Hey, tell him we still ain't got no fucking Kool-Aid.
Hey, tell me y'all ain't like doing the whole hand thing and shoulder shrugging. Oh, right now.
I got that. I got that right.
I just keep on looking at my pinky finger with the big old ring on it.
I'm shoulder shrugging like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you're right. Yeah. I'm doing the same thing. I'm looking at my pinky finger like, hey, what the fuck is going on there?
They were, hey, you, yeah, you're okay, but the four monkeys, they got to go down the street to churches. And I ain't talking about the one, talking about the one where me, my, host our rosaries, okay? So you get your ass up out of here.
Did you say host our rosaries?
yeah, we're not talking about that, churches. That's a church where, I don't want them, bringing that filth on the pews on Sunday, you know?
He's gonna be like, hey, yo, Meatloaf. Hey, Meatloaf, go find Gladys Knight and tell her the Pips gotta eat out back.
Y'all so stupid.
Oh, man. All right, but my bad. Digger, what were you saying?
I forgot. Wait, what were we talking about?
You said,
hey, yo, Johnny, no, I go fill up the cigarette machine. It looks like we're going to need some Newports.
No, I just wanted to say on this show, we might get canceled for me saying this, but, you know, rest in peace to the Juice, man.
Why are we getting canceled for saying that?
OJ did it.
Look here. I will say this. It's just like the barbershop when he said that. It's like, OJ did it. Y'all see the barbershop. Go look at the barbershop.
So here, I do want to talk about that real quick, right? You know, first and foremost, whenever anybody passes, you always have to be humble, and you always got to have that personal courtesy that even if you didn't like that person, just to tell them to rest in peace. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of, I didn't like the way that everybody was like, especially like the whole Caitlyn Jenner thing, good riddance, and opening up that bad karma when he passed, based off of speculations of what he did or did not do. You know what I mean?
No, he was found innocent. He ain't do nothing.
Yeah, I mean, legally he's innocent, but to have something like that, and then also like, because y'all know I live up here close to Buffalo, like the people up here were celebrating when he died. They was like, yeah, now that OJ's dead, the Buffalo Bills may break their fucking curse. And that was so tasteless to me. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of bad people that die, and at the end of the day, it's just gonna be like good riddance by whatever the fuck. But like, I mean, I don't know. I personally didn't.
I would say at the end of the day, Buffalo. I mean, OJ was the best running. Well, I would say maybe one of the best. I don't follow Buffalo like that, but I would say he was the best running back for Buffalo that they ever had. So, what the hell's going on?
With all due respect, that man ran for 13,000 yards. off that Dave Chappelle skit? Oh, yeah, I didn't watch that. My bad.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
Now, one of Dave Chappelle's stand-ups, he told a story. One of Dave Chappelle's stand-ups, he told four stories of when he met OJ four different times. It was actually pretty funny.
I need to revisit that one.
Yeah, you got to.
Ran for 13,000 yards. That's crazy, though, man.
But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is episode 300.
I think we would be remiss if we each didn't say just one heartfelt thing about what this show has meant to them, especially with the 300th episode. And
I'll go last.
I would like to say this. I greatly appreciate Digger.
Who the fuck's playing the saxophone in the background?
I don't know.
This is a heartfelt moment. That's pretty cool. But no, I would say this. Digger, Two Gun, Mark, I appreciate y'all boys for inviting me on to be the fourth co-host of the show. And it's been a pleasure, and it's been a great motherfucking time being on here and just chopping it up with y'all boys and answering questions and keeping the viewers listening to us go off about some random shit. You know what I'm saying? And some of y'all like it, some of y'all don't, but it's raw. It's raw, you know what I'm saying? And if you can't get the truth here, where you gonna get it? I mean, you can get it for somewhere else, but if you listen to the show and get mad about it, then I'm sorry. We answered the question best as we could. But we love y'all. Yep. Keep on tuning in. Keep on listening. And 300, there it is.
Is it my go? I'll go. For me, like I said, thank y'all. Got to 300. I mean, I don't think this is a simple feat for anybody. I mean, to do something 300 times is really takes a lot of it really takes a lot to do that. Most of the legwork was Paul's was done by Diggin. Yeah. Or no Diddy, however you want to say it nowadays, but was put in by Diggin and Gunner. So really, I give both of y'all the glory, because this is 300 off of something that y'all built, and you know, I'm just kind of riding the coattails, y'all coattails. So one of the things that this means. One of the things that this show means to me is, I mean, it gives me a chance to connect with y'all fellas on a weekly basis, but also gives me a chance to just, you know, be able to add insight and help out anybody who has questions, to talk about some dialogue, get some things off my mind, get some things off my chest.
There you go.
And just really shoot the shit with my niggas, you know what I mean?
There you go.
Ryan included, you included in that. and connect with people, you know what I mean? So Rated R, you my brother, and we connect a lot through the show, you know what I mean? Because we don't connect as often as we all would if we was in the same radius, within a short radius of each other. So I think this show does a lot of good for us and a lot of good for the people. Give us something to talk about, give people something to listen to. So thank y'all, Digga and Gunner.
Yes, sir.
For starting this and making it be where it is now, because without y'all two, it definitely wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I ain't shit. So.
damn.
I'm joking now, but definitely this is y'all hard work and to get here. So thank y'all.
Yes, sir.
There we go.
So before Two Gun goes, Ryan goes.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate you guys for putting together this show when you did 315 episodes ago. To try to be funny, not try to be funny, but I almost view Daniel like the Lorne Michaels, because you know he created the Saturday Night Live, and you created this podcast, and you've had countless of people on the show as you know. Correspondence and such and such. So it's like whenever I come on the show, I'm like, you know, I'm not trying to say the spotlight, but I'm like the new person. Check me out. And just
Pete Davidson.
And it's just, you know, and like Mark said, it's wow. Like we can all like catch up and go back and reminisce about shit that happened 20 years ago, shit that happened longer than that, you know. Talk about Miss Matthews boobs and shit, you know.
Damn.
Yo. Hey, yo, you brought Wait. That up. Oh, yo. Yeah, we did bring that up.
Yeah, we did. Them things.
Which Miss Matthews are we talking about here?
They were talking about the College Park Miss Matthews.
College Park Miss Matthews.
College Park of the Sparks.
Yeah, them things
were jiggling. Them things were moving, boy.
Damn!
I hope you'll
Lord, shout out.
But if it wasn't for this podcast, I don't think either of us on the show or anybody that's been on the show in the past would, you know, be where we're at today.
There it is.
Where's
Matt?
P. Diddy parties.
Miss Matthews, I can divide. Just saying, that's one. Everybody say two.
You gonna take it? All
right, go
shout
ahead,
out! I guess shout out to Miss Matthews' titties.
It is.
And, yep. What can I say? Hey. This is 300.
You know,
we here. Hopefully, it's 300 more.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, is it my turn? My bad, y'all. To do something 300 times, you would have to be a master at it. And I don't think we've even reached the pinnacle of masterhood when it comes to this show. You know what I mean? Because sometimes I still think we're just getting started, no matter what. Honestly speaking, we go weeks without doing a show. Sometimes we got lives to live. Sometimes I get tired and, you know, we don't do it. And that doesn't take away from you listeners, to tell you the truth, because we love what we do, when we do it, how we do it.
Absolutely.
So, to even reach 300, it seems like we've done 1,000 shows in my mind. It doesn't even seem like 300. It just looks that way when you put a number to it, but we've told 1,000 stories. We've touched thousands of people. We influence.
I ain't touched no thousands of no people.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
There's too much going on in the world. You be talking about that.
I knew that was coming.
I ain't touched.
Okay, well, we've influenced a lot of people.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
There you go.
Honestly, it just seems like yesterday that we were just starting this shit. So, like I said, when you put a number, especially 300, and we've done 300, and this will be 316 shows, actually. When you've done 316 shows and everyone feels brand new, that's a special feeling. It doesn't feel like work to me no more. And I think you guys as correspondents, I thank the listeners for listening. I thank us for having the drive to do this every fucking week.
Word.
Like, this isn't an easy task, especially taking an hour out of your evening after you worked all day, after you've done, you know, house renovations all day. You're tired of shit, and we still give all we got to the listeners. That's important. And I could be more proud of everybody on this call right now.
Yeah, man.
And thank you for tuning in to the Night Storm.
Massachusetts.
Z.
He's talking about my voice.
Stop it. Land a plane, Mikey.
Land a plane. My bad. I'm sorry.
Because I know we're about to get off the show. Big, I know you tired because you worked all day. But I just wanted to tell one story, and this is super, super quick.
Okay. Shit. Now, when Mark says it's super, super quick,
trust me.
At least 10 minutes out this motherfucker.
It's super quick.
Go ahead.
So, I remember Miss Matthews was like, she taught me like two different things. I didn't know she was math, and then she's also did social or something. Not like that. But what I do remember one thing about her. I remember I always used to need help with one of my with like work, and she'll come over to my desk to kind of lean over and kind of show me how to do it. I'm not even going to lie. There was a couple of times that nigga there was a couple of times I played stupid. she leaned over and had them things in my face.
Did you get a whiff of the cleavage? What does the cleavage smell like?
I mean, she always smelled good.
Oh, absolutely. Was it? Yeah, that old day.
Yeah, she always smelled good. But, like, so shout out to Miss Matthews.
Because some of them teachers smell like coffee and Marlboros.
Nah, not her.
And Miss Matthews at Stratford smelled like the Mark. Yeah.
Yeah, she used to be in that. She used to be in the special ed van smoking.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to cut you off. What was that? She was, good God. Seventh grade teacher, Miss Radowski.
Who?
The tall Russian type, old, she looked just like she, I don't know what the fuck, like from Hansel and Gretel, not Hansel and Gretel, Jesus Christ.
Damn.
But she was on a yellow hall, that's all I know. Okay.
Yeah. I think I know who you're talking about. She was a Russian operative.
There it is, boom.
That bitch was planted there.
I defeat real champion.
Yeah, I was like, she was in one of them kindergarten cop situations, just from Russia.
Damn.
I'm going to find this kid.
She smelled like cigarettes. Oh, dirty mother. Anyway, go ahead, Mark.
She probably smelled like vodka. You just thought it was rubbing up on.
I bet you had a wide ass back. I remember her.
If he dies, he dies.
This nigga said she had a wide ass back.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're going to do closing statements now.
Oh, motherfucking done. All right. Hey, thank y'all for tuning in to the show. We love it. It's 300 and we got 300 more. And we might have 400 more. Y'all keep on listening to the damn show. All right. Ryan, I appreciate you, bro. Thank you for hosting this bad boy, asking these questions, you know, I'm not going to leave that long. But we appreciate you, brother. Thank you for listening.
This man is Bud Light down.
I can tell.
Sir, I switched over to Michelob Ultra. Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like Wendy Williams. Oh. He goes,
Yep. Yes. Mick Ultra. Mick Ultra. But
nice. Michelob, if we can get a sponsor.
There you go. It's a shout out, you motherfuckers. Give me my money. Anyway, hey man, love y'all boys, man. For real, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate y'all for adding me or having this addition to the show. With that being said, God don't make no mistakes.
All right,
who's next? Rated R.
Yeah, like always, thank you for the listeners that keep listening to the show every week. And we still, you know, all the bullshit that you guys have complained about, we still at 316.
Which mostly about me, right?
Yeah.
We're still going. We're at episode 316. We're going to keep going until, like Daniel said, until it ain't fun no more.
It's episode 300.
Yeah, but you said three. Okay, fine. 300. 316. 300.
316.
300. See? What is up, profession?
But either way, you know, we've had a blast doing the show. I've had a blast every time I come on. I try to, you know, make myself better than what I did at my first show. Shout out to Two Gun for staying on the show this time, you know, because the first time I was on the show, you know, shit happened, but we're still good. Also, I owe Mikey an apology from the Valentine's Day show. I said something about cemetery flowers, and now looking back at that show, I know that he had a loss in his family, so I apologize.
All is forgiven. All is forgiven.
I didn't mean to throw shade at that. So
you know, what was no the problem show? I was on there.
Yeah,
he was on there.
Yeah, Ryan was on there too.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was the candy grab. The candy grab episode.
Yo, I'm gonna ask a weird question. Was I on that motherfucker?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I have to go back and listen to it again.
Right?
Damn.
Yeah.
That's how you can tell we've done too many episodes.
Right? Not enough.
Golly.
All right, it's on me. All right. Thank y'all, the listeners. I already gave my heartfelt to the correspondents and everybody on right now. Pause. The world's still a crazy place. A lot of crazy shit still going on. Make sure y'all take care of one another and look out for one another. Y'all be kind. Good for show 300 asterisk. 316, however you want to say it. We're going to keep this bitch going to 3,000, so.
Jesus. Ooh, about that.
3,000.
A lot of shows, man. Hey, as long as we got something, as long as the passion there, we got something to talk about, man, you know. Gunner?
Shout out to OJ.
Wait. I'll let Gunner play anchor this episode.
Nah.
I'll go.
All
right. I'll go.
Go ahead.
So, thank you, listeners. thank you for joining this 300 journey with us. Thank you, everybody that's on the show right now. If you know anybody going through a hard time, it only takes 3 seconds to ask them if they're good, though 3 seconds can go a long way. And we'll have Gunner close out the show.
Shout out to OJ.
What?
Shout out to OJ. Like, you know.
Yeah, okay.
It was the man. He's legendary for a couple of different reasons.
Gotcha.
What's up to Al Collins? I know you somewhere still like, yeah, we did that shit. You know. Shout out to the Troublemakers. Shout out to the listeners. This 300. You know. We'll go as long as we feel like going.
Right.
As long as you want to hear it.
Right.
Shout out to Ryan for being a good, gracious host.
Hey.
You know, shout out to everybody. Shout out to Yoga with the extra clear microphone.
Extra shout clear. Hello.
Shout out to Digger with the Quiet Storm voice. And shout out to Reverend
Quiet Storm.
Shout out to Reverend Red for his soapbox preaching. You know? And there we go. Man.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to everybody who was actually on the show. Shout out to Ray too, because Ray is like, he like number five, but he be so busy.
Yeah, shout out to Ray.
Ray, Marcus,
XX Soup.
Soup, yeah, Soup. But everybody, I'm gonna give a shout out to everybody that's had a hand in the show. Like even
Rothstein, right?
Even what?
Rothstein was on the show.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you B. Rothstein. Yep.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to Charlie.
Karen.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Kenneth.
We calling out Shay. That's what we doing. Shay, bring your behind on the show, bro. Come on now. You know who I'm talking about. You know.
Yo.
Come on now.
Yo.
Come on now.
Hold on. Shout out to Jay.
Jay? Oh, absolutely.
Oh, what?
See, it reminds you when I said, oh, Shay, right?
Yeah. Gotcha. Shout out to Danielle.
Danielle.
Oh, yeah. Gotta give the
first is on the show. Yeah, first
Adam. Yeah,
a couple shows. Yeah,
Adam was on the show.
Hey, yeah, I'm gonna do it because ain't nobody else gonna do it. Shout out to Alan.
Shout out to Alan.
Yeah,
like everybody that's had a hand in this show, thank you. Like, we've been doing this for 7 years, and that's a lot of people that's been on the show. Thank you, Larry, Mickey. That nigga was one and done. Pause.
How about what's the other dude's name?
That was kicking boxes down the stairs.
That's Alan.
Oh. That's Alan.
That's Alan. What's the other dude that was on the show like one time? He's from Orangeburg or something. You know who it is, Digger. You brought him to the show.
Oh, Cash. Freeport.
Yeah, Freeport Donnie. Yep.
Yeah, my boy Freeport.
And what about the guy talking about he got drunk in Charleston and had the it was raining outside and he went in the car and he was like half naked or some shit.
That's Rothstein. That's B. Ross.
That's
yeah.
B. Ross.
Yeah.
Rothstein.
Rothstein. Hey,
I forgot how he said the shit. We said something like
that shit was Frank. Funny as hell though.
hey, we forgot the other one, man. Shout out to Drew.
Oh shit,
Drewski.
The goddamn deer hunter.
The deer hunter.
What about the old fitness trainer now, Big Shelly?
Cool.
I know she, Big Shelly, the one that she's a fitness.
You talking about the sandwich girl?
Yeah, Shelly with the sandwiches.
Sandwich girl.
Well, she's never been on the show, but we know.
Stories about her though.
Yeah.
Shelly with the sandwich. Oh, yeah. Shelly
made bigger than man he is today.
Oh, man. But again,
raw and uncut. Did he do somebody's butt?
Oh, my God.
Man, I'm going to never say that again. I'm going to never say that again.
How many sandwiches Shelly used to have? She'd have three and give you one? She used to have two and give you one.
She used to have three. She would keep two to herself and give me one.
That's wild, recklessly. That's child abuse. I'm sorry.
I'd have snuck a bite off her. Give me that damn sandwich. Give me your half.
Like, yo, turn them shits loose. She got
these. Yo, she had to have the paper bag because all that shit ain't fitting in no lunchbox.
What? Nah, she might have had that adult size joint. You know what I'm talking about? That they used to have when they was building the Empire State Building and shit for the igloo. Yeah, you open that shit up and you could like pull a gun. A rifle, an anvil, like
probably had like them things that used to have like the fire extinguishers in them, you know, in case of emergency break the glass.
Oh my god, bro!
Y'all wilding, man. That was, you know, she was a nice girl. Y'all guys are wilding.
Nigga, she had three sandwiches in elementary school. Like, come on, that's like, you not building buildings. You going to school? How hard is that?
She was a bigger girl.
No, I mean, that's a grown man lunch. Imagine you, like, for real, we all grown ass men. Imagine somebody pack you lunch and they give you three sandwiches. It's like, bitch, what are you trying to say?
Yo,
like, you really think I just eat that much? Like,
come on.
Can I tell y'all a funny story that happened with us when we were in third grade?
Hell yeah. Close
the show. When we were in third grade, you know, like, when we used to go on field trips, your mom used to pack you lunch, whatever, whatnot, right? Her mom used to pack her a Pepsi Big Slam. Do y'all
damn.
Remember the
joint?
God. Do y'all remember the joint?
That was underneath like a 2 liter, wasn't it?
No, a Big Slam was almost a 2 liter.
I remember the Big Slam.
Yeah, they still have them, but it's like, who grabbing that?
The Big Slams are the size of those like brisk. The brisk juices, right?
That's brisk, baby.
But I think back in the day, they had the wide mouth to it.
They did.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's a lot of soda, man.
Nigga.
Somebody heart stopped.
But the thing about it is, she used to drink the first half on the way to the field trip and drink the rest on the field trip.
Man, she had to get that shit while it was cold, man. That shit ain't the same when it ain't cold.
Claude. I hated sitting by her when she had one because I suffer from misophonia, which is the annoyance.
Oh, she sounded like the food was fighting back, huh?
Yeah, which is the annoyance of, you know, you get annoyed by, you know, certain noises that people make with their mouths or food, right? But she used to be like, she's like, go, go.
Oh, Lord,
hey, I'm not even gonna lie.
She's sucking dick, then.
I'm right.
That's what I'm about to say. I ain't gonna lie. When the bitch be making all that crazy ass noise, like, nah, suck that shit. Pop that motherfucker, all that extra noise. Don't do that.
No need for it.
This is sound like a mess. Like all that shit. That's nasty. I'm one of those people. I got a thing about like body fluids. So it's like,
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that?
With the
like
fucking spit
mess.
Chain hanging out there, but
yeah.
What's your nasty self,
boy? Shout out, Shelly, man.
Got the two chain spit chain going on.
Shelly with the three Sammies. Was they all the same? No, for some real shit. They was all different.
They were all the same sandwich.
Okay, so you wasn't like going to, you know, just going rummaging through her shit. Like, nah, I don't want that one today, Shelly. I want the ham and cheese today.
I want the olive loaf.
No, I will say this though. Her mom was heavy handed on condiments, like. It was always extra mayonnaise, extra mustard, like heavy. Now you travel into that undercover brother realm and shit, and the extra mayonnaise.
Maybe that's why she was flirting.
Maybe
it's not like her mom. It sounded like her mom was trying to kill her ass.
Yeah. Talking about heavy handed, the mom probably was heavy herself.
Heavier handed.
Baby, eat all the sandwiches.
Yeah, y'all ever saw the PJs?
Boy, land a plane. Boy, land a plane. Goddamn.
Remember, Juicy Mama couldn't get out the front door. Are you saying the way? You would see like an arm and a leg, and that
that's
shit.
That's it.
That's.
Oh man, but ladies,
but who was gonna do the same shoe?
Ladies and gentlemen, God bless and good night. Good night, y'all, boy.
300.
Oh.